Can't come up to this part of the world without saying hello to Dennis Bielski. Good day, Dennis.
Hey, Mick. How are you today?
I'm just way above average. I think the trip home is going to be a lot easier than the trip here.
Well, we've had weather indeed. You know, as I always say to you, we can't blame the weatherman for the weather, but soon enough, we're going to have to start looking for somebody to point a finger at.
This is what I always say, you know, keeps out the riffraff, as they say. Let's get a little riffraff in here for this weather just straighten out.
Yeah, it's like the winters of old. You know, we used to think about the cold temperatures and all the snow, and these last couple of years, we've kind of had a reprieve from that. So I guess we just have to face the facts that it's going to be winter until it's not, and it's difficult in our line of work because we're out right now trying to make lists and take pictures for a lot of upcoming auctions. We've got a very nice slate of auctions lined up for the spring season here. And, you know, nowadays you've got so many good advertising mediums that require photographs and good listings for the internet and web-based marketing and whatnot. So you want to get that stuff done as soon as you can. But at the end of the day, it's really hard to take those pictures of stuff when all you can see is a few little tips of items sticking up out of the snow, and, you know, to convince everyone to get everything plugged in and out of the sheds and whatnot. So we're working on that. We're soon enough getting photographs and all these listings up and posted for this nice set of auctions we get coming up this spring. We kick off our spring auction season on March 20th at Bijou, Minnesota for the Dahl Brothers. Good line of late model equipment there, tractors and combines and semis and all sorts of good late model tillage and planting equipment, and a lot of items on that auction March 20th. Right away the next day, March 21st, we head up to Grafton, North Dakota for the Darren Demers retirement auction. Nice clean line of equipment there. And then we head out to Karlsruhe the week following for the Haga Brothers farm auction. That's a nice late model equipment auction as well. And then straight on through the month of March and April, we've got auctions. We do have one little bit of news to bring to you, and that is that our consignment auction, which is held indoors here at the Alaris Center where we sit, has been moved back a little bit because of the weather. We've had a lot of guys that have called in and said, you know, I can bring stuff to the auction, but I can't get it out now, or, you know, what happens if I can't get it out or whatnot. So, you know, we've had to do this in the past when winter has surprised us, and so this year we've had the opportunity to do so, juggled some dates around and things. March 29th is going to be the auction here at the Alaris Center indoors with an advertising deadline of March 6th. So March 6th to get your items listed, March 29th, here is the auction indoors at the Alaris Center. So again, lots of good auctions coming up, lots of nice late model farm machinery for you buyers to take a look at. Good opportunity for sellers as well. While we're here at the show, we visit with a lot of farmers, and we've been at a lot of farm shows this winter and talked to a lot of people. And of course, just in natural course of business, talk to a lot of people about equipment values. And, you know, we expect good used equipment values to hang in there. There's not as much used equipment in the marketplace as there once was. So we think that prices are going to be good for sellers. So if you are a seller and you're contemplating getting out of the business, it's a good time to do so because prices are going to be better than you expect them to be. And if you're a buyer, there's always good opportunities to buy good late model equipment on these farm retirement auctions that you don't get the chance to buy anywhere else.
Yeah, March 29th will be here before we know it, because it seems like January 29th was just last week. But March 6th is going to be, it's the week after next.
They go by real quickly, and of course that timing and that opportunity to get that stuff listed and to get it on that auction is crucial, because you want people to know that your equipment's on the auction and what they can expect to find there. And always get a big crowd at that auction and always do good well with our numbers for our sellers.
Last time I was out to Karlsruhe, North Dakota, last fall actually, amazed at the irrigation, and there's a lot of high yields growing out there, a lot of minimum till or no-till fields out there, but a lot of great farmers who grow great crops, so they must have great equipment for sale.
And that's a fact. The people that we're working for are certainly no exception. Been a good, hard-working, well-known family in that area for years, and we're looking real forward to doing their auction. Excuse me. Proud to do so.
Well, you've been talking a lot, so why don't I do a little talking here for a bit here. Where, as we head into the spring and move down the line here, again, the first big auction you're going to have here of the season right here at the Alaris Center, March 29th, with the consignment deadline of March 6th. And again, there's a lot of people who are thinking about having a, you know, let's just not go through this again. And, you know, like you so often say, you only get a chance to do it once. You got to do that, have that retirement auction, do it the right way. Huh?
You get one shot at this, Mick. So, boy, my voice.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Bad time for an auctioneer to have a voice fail. Better today than at an auction, I guess.
Yeah. Go ahead and clear your throat a couple of times there, and that'll. I've got you turned down there. You'll. What's a good amount of lead time that you need to put together a fabulous auction?
Well, we always like to have a month. A month is kind of what we like to search for and get for those sellers to get optimum advertising and have a good chance to put everything together. But 3 weeks will typically do the case for us.
Yeah. All righty. All right. Well, Dennis Belisky of Resource Auction here at the International Crop Expo. How do producers get a hold of you?
They can always find out more about us at resourceauction.com or call 701-757-4015.
All righty. Sorry to use you up there today, Dennis. Have a good rest of the week and a great spring. All righty.